So, Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Lamed Zayin, the Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halachas of Amar L'Shnayim Gizalti L'Echad Mechem Mana, V'Ein Yodea Eiz Mechem. If a person admitted to two people, I stole a mana from one of you, but I don't know from whom, or Aviv Shal'Echad Mechem Hifkid Li Mana, V'Ein Yodea Eiz Hu, I accepted to guard a mana from one of your fathers, but I don't know from whom. Noisin L'Zeh Mana U'L'Zeh Mana Shehoidim Mepi Atzmai. He must pay a mana to each person. As the Gemara explains, we generally say Uki Mimoinim Becheskes Mari. The Gazlan and Shomer are the Muchzik. He has the money in his possession, while the owner in question is the Meitzi. He wants to take the money. And a Meitzi Mechaber Olav Araya. However, this is the case of Balotzes Yidei Shemayim. The owner did not make any claims, but they seek to fulfill their moral obligation to pay the true owner. Therefore, the Gazlan must pay because of the Avedei Surah, he committed a transgression, and the Shomer must pay because Havalei Lamedik, he should have noted who the owner was. However, in the case of the Kotavilei, the owner did make a claim to the Gazlan, Reb Tarfon says, Menich Gezel B'Neim U'Mestalik. He provides them with one payment, and he's absolved from his obligation, because we say, Ukum Imayin B'Cheskes Mori. Therefore, Bezdin cannot compel the Gazlan to pay twice, but he does have a moral obligation to pay. While Reb Akiva rules, he's not absolved of his obligation until he pays each person, because this was Bari B'Shema. The owner made a tainus Bari, certain claim, while the Gazan was uncertain, for which we say Bari B'Shema, Bari Adif. The certain claim is stronger than the uncertain claim. Machlikas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi regarding Mana Shlishi. If two people entrusted the same person with different amounts of money, and they are now disputing who gave him the larger sum, it is a machlekes whether only the disputed portion, or all of the money, remains by the guardian until someone confesses, or the true owner is otherwise determined.